Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here as we launch into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the website. That which you see on the front page was placed there by listeners like you. Maybe it's a blog post, news item, whatever you see there that you enjoy. You can vote it up. Or if you don't like it, you can vote it down, and then we'll know what you think is important in the aggregate. And you can go and submit whatever you want to the front page over at freetalklive.com. All you need is a Reddit account, which is free, and a Free Talk Live account, which is also free. It only takes you a moment to link the two of those things together, and you'll be good to go for getting interactive right there on the front page of our website. How many other talk show hosts will allow you to edit their front page of their website?
None.
Pretty sure I've never seen anything else like that in the industry. So go enjoy it for free at freetalklive.com. To bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about polygamy in the last hour, but you don't necessarily have to talk about that. We're going to go to Norway on Skype, where Frode is on the line. Hey, Frode.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was thinking about the last caller, actually, when I was waiting. The biggest opposer to getting a law there where it's allowed to continue polygamy has been the LDS Church.
Hmm.
And I find that kind of interesting because, as you know, it's kind of where it started, and the LDS Church quit having polygamy like 100 years ago, I think.
Yeah,
it was
something like that.
Yeah, there's nobody. Yeah. There's nobody more adamant than a non-smoker about smoking rules. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but I find it kind of I don't know, hypocritical to be against a law that you are the starter of.
I'm with you.
But
well,
actually,
there's no shortage of hypocrisy in religion. I mean, so what's new?
Or people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But actually, what I was calling originally is taking the religious aspect of it. Do you think it's something religion has brought forward, or has polygamy always been in our nature?
Oh, I would think the polygamy has been in our nature, and I think that largely it's been, you know, the single husband, the multiple wives kind of polygamy, because, you know, I mean, it's just... I guess the male breadwinner thing has probably been around for a long time, would be my guess. I mean, certainly other cultures have different setups, and all of them are as valid as they are, but I would think that polygamy has been around a long time.
Mm. But is it possible to have polygamy in a libertarian way of looking at marriage?
As long as you're not willing to use force or violence against another person, I don't see how polygamy wouldn't work. The fact is if more than one person wants to live together and contract with each other to provide for a family or whatever it is they want to do in the same house, I don't frankly care what they do.
Yeah, as long as everyone is consenting, then it is a fits within the purview of libertarianism.
They can sleep in as large of a pile as they want, as far as I'm concerned.
I think, you know, bed sleeping gets complicated when you get more than two people involved. Thank you for the call tonight.
It's complicated with one other person.
I appreciate it.
Foot upside the head.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We had a guy call in the last hour talking about the Kingston Group, and he said, Google it, because he had rescued his wife. She wasn't his wife at the time, but he had rescued the lady who became his wife from this group, and he says they are fairly well known in the Salt Lake City in the Utah realm. And according to a story over at ladybud.com, they actually have interviewed another escapee of this particular group. they, in the intro to the story here, talk about Warren Jeffs. Do you recall that name?
Yes, Mark? Sure. He's the one from some other group of the Fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints folks.
Right. They mentioned Warren Jeffs, notorious sect of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and, of course, how in 2006 he was charged with sexual and aggravated assault of two minors, sentenced to life in prison plus 20 years and a $10,000 fine. The high-profile raid of the Yearning for Zion Ranch in West Texas brought light to the subject of abusive polygamist marriage. Although Jeffs remains incarcerated, it's rumored that he's still calling the shots in the small town of Colorado City, Arizona, just south of the Utah border. Because as you may or may not be aware, you know, they are so prolific in that area that you know, they've taken over the government. And it, all you need are the numbers, and if you're... if your cult members are enough of an, in enough number, they'll be able to take election.
What's a cult?
Well, yeah, exactly. So the, Jeffs, again, he remains incarcerated. The town is home to his present-day FLDS sect, and it's a thriving beacon to plural marriage. The sermons he has delivered via prison telephone have only gotten increasingly bizarre, such as making the determination that only 15 men in the town of less than 5,000 can have sex or father children.
Hmm.
Jeffs.
Those are probably the ones that are doing and saying the things that he wants to have done and said.
That's right.
In all likelihood. This is one of the problems that I have with these organizations is that they start them out really young. I mean, they've got kids, and then they bring them up in whatever their beliefs are, and then, you know, they get the gals pregnant by 12, 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied down with these kids. They kick the boys out at 14, 15, 16. And then once you're sort of stuck in their group, you can't get really go anywhere.
Jeff, especially if they're living out in the middle of nowhere where some of these people live. I mean,
right.
This article is going to talk about people in Salt Lake City here in a moment. We'll get into that. But some of these sects live out in the middle of nowhere. It makes it very difficult for a young person who may not have their own vehicle, for instance, to escape that place.
Right. So once you get to a certain age, the women have kids. They're not going anywhere. Then the men, if they you know, stay on board and say the right things and kiss the right butts, they're going to have more and extra wives. That's a pretty cool bonus that a lot of people want to have. So they can't, the wife can't convince the man, hey, let's run away together. It gets really messy.
Jeffs has already been known to banish members for a variety of bizarre reasons.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to him.
None is more prevalent than the rapid banishment of young boys who are a nuisance in town, where only 15 men are allowed to marry and have sex. Boys as young as 12 are kicked out of the FLDS church and sent out to live in a world they have no understanding of. They usually have less than a high school education and are indoctrinated to believe the outside world and everyone in it are pure evil. But while Jeff's sect is the most notorious...
I imagine they could pretty quickly be converted that the folks that are feeding them and taking care of them, now that the these weirdos that have kicked them out, maybe I was getting lied to.
While his sect is the most notorious and sensationalized of the FLDS in the world, it is by far not the only one, the
no.
Kingston group.
Well, take a look at the Browns on TV. These people are nothing like this. Nothing like that.
Well, right. We're talking specifically about groups where they're using maybe not necessarily straight-up coercion, but mental
indoctrination,
brainwashing.
But then again, what is indoctrination? I mean, we're indoctrinating people now, and they're indoctrinating us when they call in.
The Kingston Group was founded by Charles Eldon Kingston, Salt Lake City, in 1931. It may or may not have a direct link to Jeff's sect, but little is known due to the secrecy of the organization. Today, the Kingston Group is almost 4,000 members strong and is thought to operate up to 97 businesses in Greater Salt Lake City. For all intents and purposes, they blend in with society around them and practice their fundamentalist religion behind closed doors. I sat down with Val, a 25-year-old man who was banished from his family by his father 2 years ago for having sexual relations with other men. So the interview...
That's going to make him unpopular.
The interview begins.
They should go for that because it's going to, you know, take care of the problem of extra dudes running around.
We come back here with the interview where some pretty interesting questions are asked and answered by this former member of this shadowy Kingston group, a group of underground polygamists. in the Salt Lake City area, so you might learn a thing or two here. 855-450-FREE. Of course, would love to have your thoughts, should you like to share them on this or any variety of subjects. 855-450-3733. Live Saturday show, Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free here, 855-453. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Over at the website, we have a variety of features, news updates included. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever your preference. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for one or more than one. Over, again, news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com's got what you want. They've got... If you're into ice climbing, this is the time of year for it, right? The gear that you want is at manventureoutpost.com, and they've got the best prices. Every time I've ever ordered anything from there, I take a look around because I owe it to my listeners, and I've never found a price that's lower than manventureoutpost.com. It doesn't matter whether it's tents or apparel or hiking equipment. They've got boating equipment and fish finders, lots of flashlights, lots of knives, long guns, handguns, all kinds of firearm accessories, ammunition. Yep. Ammunition's as hard to get there as it is to get anyplace else. I think they've certainly got some ammunition in stock. I've taken a look recently. It's manventureoutpost.com. Go check it out. They've got the best prices. You can see for yourself. It's a family-owned operation, by the way. Manventureoutpost.com.
We're talking about polygamy, and we were turned on to a group called the Kingston Group by a caller earlier. Want to get into what they're all about here and read an interview with a former member of the group. But first, we go to Robert listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I want to ask a question, and I just want to make sure that I'm hearing what you're saying correctly. You're not saying that you agree with, family sex and all, do you?
It's none of my business what families do with one another. I wouldn't put anybody in jail for that. It's bizarre. I don't think most people would like to know about those things.
I consider it child abuse. What you're saying is like
you're talking about incest,
parents having sex with children or something like that. I consider it to be child abuse.
Why do you not have a problem with that?
I didn't say I didn't have a problem with it. It's just none of my business. I'm not going to get involved in somebody's personal life like that. In the same way that it's none of my business if somebody spanks their kids. I don't agree with it. I wouldn't raise my kids that way, but I'm not going to kidnap the kids from the parents. I'm not going to put them in a jail cell over it.
I guess I don't understand why you don't have a problem with if somebody is having sex with their own child. I mean that's a sickness right there. Come on, Ian.
It's a mess.
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't say I didn't have a problem with it, Robert. I just said this is not my business. It's your family. You do what you want. I'm not going to involve myself in it.
Well, lots of people will involve themselves with it, Robert, so I think that situation probably will resolve itself in a free society. Just because Ian's not willing to get involved doesn't mean that other people aren't.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go and kidnap someone's kids from them in order to try to save them...
I think you give an opportunity, give children an opportunity...
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that let's suppose that, you walk into a bathroom, like in a pizza joint or something like that, and you see, a grown-up touching a child inappropriately. You wouldn't say anything?
Well, that seems very odd, but yeah, I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. I mean, you're saying they would just be standing in the bathroom, engaging in some sort of open sexual activity?
I mean, what I'm saying is that if the adult was being inappropriate, I mean, come on, if the guy was being inappropriate towards the child.
Yeah, I don't think it would be unreasonable for someone to say, excuse me, that's inappropriate for public consumption.
Okay, so then... Are you just saying that you would confront him and that would be it? Or are you saying that, I'm on now.
Yeah, I mean, that would be about it. What do you want me to do, beat the man up? Or the woman or whoever?
I'm not eating.
What are you doing in the women's bathroom, Ian?
I'm not saying beat the guy up. But what I am saying is that a crime has been committed here.
Well... Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't. I don't know. It's none of my business what people do.
I also think that it's difficult to know what you've just walked in on in certain circumstances. It's just difficult to know what you're seeing. I had an instance where I was out at a park. It was and a young boy comes in, and he wants help with his zipper so that he can go use the bathroom.
You were in a bathroom. Were you in the bathroom?
I was
right?
In the bathroom. Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
I'm thinking that that's different. I got you,
but I wouldn't help him because I did not want his father to come into the bathroom looking for him and see me tugging on a zipper. So, this is the other end of this this problem, Robert, is that, you know, I tried to go out and find the kid's father, but he couldn't hold it. It's sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I get kind of mixed feelings about this. You know, I mean, if my child or my grandchild was in the bathroom, okay, he had a fast food joint, or at home or something like that, and, you know, somebody did something, you know, inappropriately to my child or my grandchild,
Now, are we talking about a total stranger, or are we talking about you as a grandfather finding out that your son is doing something inappropriate with your grandson?
No matter whether it's my own son or whether it's a stranger or not, the fact is that the child has been violated.
Well, I think if it's somebody that you are you have a relationship with, I think you have a much greater a larger opportunity to get involved in that situation, because then the child knows you. They might be more likely to decide they want to go with you if they feel that they've been wronged. But otherwise, you know, we'll take you right back to this discussion we've been having about the LDS church, Robert. I mean, you've got a situation where these church elders in their 50s are getting married to young girls as young as, in some cases, 12, and they're having sex and they're having children, and this is what's considered normal for their culture. Now, you and I might not agree with the way they decide to live and how, you know, what their beliefs are, but they believed this their whole lives. They don't think there's anything wrong or inappropriate about it. And while you could certainly be free to help those people escape if they wanted to escape, many of them may not wish to escape. What do you do then? Do you then force them to escape? Do you then kidnap these children from these relationships?
I'm thinking that, you know, if I see somebody that is doing something inappropriate to a child, that, you know, it needs to be handled. Whether it needs to be handled by, you know, myself, or by the parent, or by the, you know, or by the police.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those instances where you know, people are going to react strongly. And this is why I think that this kind of behavior is generally not completely unacceptable.
You're probably not going to see it in the pizza parlor bathroom. I mean, that seems fairly unlikely.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any children at all?
No, I certainly don't. Thank goodness. I got a vasectomy at age 23, and it was one of the smartest things I ever did. Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on this issue. I understand that, you know, you might be uncomfortable with the way some people live, but I feel like it's none of my business, really. More coming up here. If you want to kidnap people, people's children, and get into all that mess, then by all means, have fun with it. But you're doing it under full liability.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? Polygamy? Or what would you do in the instance of encountering some sort of alleged child molestation? You're welcome to share your thoughts. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in to the broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of our show. They are there for you 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there. Of course, you can grab archives. We've got over 125 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Satellite listening choices include free to air. You can listen for zero cost per month with a free to air system if you're anywhere in North or Central America. And there's also the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Are you worried about the government confiscating IRAs or gold, nationalizing pension plans, raising taxes? I think you can pretty much count on that one. Or maybe even worse, imposing more restrictions on your ability to travel abroad. Did you know the State Department can yank your passport if you owe as little as $2,500 to some bureaucracy someplace? You literally wouldn't be able to leave the country at that point. Some people suggest leaving the U.S. As a solution to this problem before it happens, but you've got a spouse, a family, kids, job, mortgage, the whole thing. You may not be ready to pack your bags and watch the meltdown from afar. You can learn the 7 steps to freeing yourselves so that no matter what the U.S. government does, you'll be ahead of the game. A dozen experts will be sharing that information at a live and very special intimate event in Las Vegas this January the 23rd. Through the 25th, the event's called Passport to Freedom. You'll learn ways to reduce your dependence on the United States government without having to leave the country, ways to increase your personal sovereignty, ways to protect your money, ways to quit your job and make more money from anywhere. Everything you need to create a freedom-oriented lifestyle will be had at this 3-day event. They're going to be discussing it. So Peter Schiff's going to be there as a keynote speaker. Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine, Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick will be there. As an official radio partner of the event, we've got some great early bird offers for our listeners, but you have to go to passport.freetalklive.com to get them. You can get your tickets today because this personal and intimate event is all about taking action. You'll learn stuff there you can't find online. This new material is something you can act on immediately. So get your tickets today, passport.freetalklive.com.
We're going to continue with your calls. Robert in Vermont brought up a really tough subject to comment on. As somebody who, in my opinion, I think liberty is really important. And in order to be free, I believe that others must be free to live their life in the ways that they want without me, you know, messing with them. And I feel like there are certain things that some people do that a lot of people will disagree with. Lots of people will disagree with. We were talking about incest a moment ago. I also brought up these FLDS church groups that are living kind of away from others. They're cloistered off into the sands of Utah and the deserts of Arizona.
You just imagine it's desert. We have no idea.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it could be a big forest there where we don't have any clothes.
I suppose. But anyway, they do tend to do this away from population centers. And they do some things that people would generally find to be distasteful. But they might think that you are living your life in a distasteful way.
They very likely think you're going to hell.
Yeah, and so the question that Robert had asked was, well, you know, shouldn't something be done in the instance of incest? And that's an icky subject to talk about. Incest is dangerous, especially if we're talking about sex happening between family members. There's certainly evidence that shows that it can create in offspring problems.
Yeah, that evidence is somewhat overblown in order to back up the state line against incest. As far as I'm concerned, adults that wish to participate in this activity, look, I wish that they would just go ahead and use whatever protection possible. Tubal ligations, vasectomies are my first choice in this particular instance. But if that's what they want to do, I'm not ready to throw anybody in jail over it.
So, but what he brought up wasn't adults, right? He brought up the idea of an adult having some sort of sexual interaction with a child.
And what's a child?
And, well, right. I mean, there's different people would define that differently. But looking at the FLDS cult is a real-life example of this. I mean, incest doesn't happen very, very often that people know about, at least. Every now and then you'll see a story, but it's usually a brother or a sister or some adult daughter and a, you know, mom or
adults.
A husband or something like that. Usually when you see it in the news, that's what it is. But the FLDS cult is a real thing, and they really do marry off very young girls to very old men.
Well, depending on which particular sect, but yes.
Right, FLDS cults.
FLDS, no, that's not true.
Some of them. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to paint them all with this brush. Whenever you hear about the FLDS cults, it's usually these kind of people.
Whenever you hear about libertarians, you hear the worst news, too.
Well, anyway, my point being that for them, this is normal. So as a libertarian-minded person, as a liberty-minded person, I feel like I don't want to use coercion against other people. That's something that I find to be very distasteful. And so you have to ask yourself, where is the coercion being utilized in this situation? And I want to jump into your calls and see what you think, but I just want to ask this question. Who's using the coercion? If you've got a FLDS cult living out in the woods or the desert away from people, and they're raising their kids to believe that the rest of the world is evil, and that if they want to do God, you know, if they want God to love them and go to heaven, that they're going to have to marry this old guy who's in his 50s, this, you know, girl's 12 years old.
I'm almost 50.
She's going to have to marry this. Are you interested in marrying a 12-year-old?
No, it sounds like a lot of work.
Probably not. So anyway, let me follow me on this now. So God is not going to love you. You're going to go to hell if you don't do as we say and marry this guy. Okay, so you don't really even get to choose which old man that you marry. You get to marry the one that is assigned to you. So she hasn't been forced to marry this man. She's just simply been brainwashed into marrying this man. So is that coercion? Or is it coercion if somebody comes along and says, look here, little missy, you shouldn't be in this relationship with this guy. This is wrong. And then snatches her away and then, you know, brings her into, takes her into a car and takes her to some sort of group home so she can never, ever be back on the FLDS compound ever again. She didn't
with
know,
all the people that are going to heaven.
She didn't know where she was living in the first place, so she couldn't possibly return to it, right? Like, she doesn't know the way to get there and the way to get back. So she's been taken from the culture that she knows, everything that she knows and everything that she believes, even though you think it's wrong what she might believe, that's what she believes. So who used coercion in that particular case? Was it the people who had her marry under these questionable circumstances with this brainwashing, or was it the person who was her supposed savior who came along and took her away from something that she didn't necessarily want to leave? Now, had she wanted to leave, then I think that would change the situation. I think it's completely okay to rescue a child from a situation like that if they come to the conclusion that they don't want to be in that situation. But if the child wants to be there, even if you can argue that they're brainwashed, who was using coercion there?
Seems obvious to me, but...
Is it? What's the answer?
Well, the answer is that indoctrination goes on every day in schools, public, private, homeschools across America. We call indoctrination things that we disagree with, and we call learning things we do agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the problem with cultures. And the fact is that the United States is some line on a map somewhere, some sort of polygon on a map, and... you know, there's a whole bunch of different cultures that exist within it. I suspect that if we were to hunt down, say, Native American cultures on the most remote regions of Alaska, we would find behavior that would be entirely different than we would find in, say, New York City. The variety of different people that live in New York City, all kinds of different cultures there. So... if you wouldn't be willing to attack a foreign country where, you know, say there's an island of people that act like these FLDS people do, except that they, you know, that they're some ethnicity and they wear grass
skirts. Or an island where incest is common.
Whatever it is that they do, if you're not willing to land a, you know, landing craft there and start shooting people in order to save other people, it just doesn't make any sense to go after them. I mean, these are just different cultures.
We'll come back with more here in moments. I say speak out. I say attempt to educate, bring attention to the matter. But as soon as you turn to using coercion, count me out. 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. And we're talking about some tough topics tonight here. You're welcome to comment on those. Polygamy. We've even gone into incest and brainwashing amongst organizations like certain cults of the FLDS, Fundamentalist Church, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can also, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. All of it's there free over at freetalklive.com.
If you want to get an online wallet for your bitcoins, I told you how to buy bitcoins at cashintocoins.com about an hour ago. You can go get an online wallet, which is the other thing you need in order to possess bitcoins. You need to have the bitcoins, and you need to have a wallet in which to put the bitcoins. The wallet is, you know, it's something virtual. It's an account online. The best place to get it is blockchain.info. And the reason is that they have encryption techniques that go on inside the browser, so they never possess your bitcoins. You're the only one. And because of these encryption techniques, neither the NSA or the FBI or anybody can possess your bitcoins except for you. Now, if you've got a password, it's important you keep your password secret. But other than that, that's the problem with the security of the blockchain.info wallet is you, not the blockchain.info wallet. So they also have tools there that allow you to send and receive bitcoins anonymously. You need to learn how to use them. Obviously, bitcoins aren't completely anonymous in and of themselves, but you can join millions of other people that are using bitcoins. Check it out at blockchain.info. Get the free wallet today.
All right, let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Ladies first, Tammy, listening in Bozeman to KMMS. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, the whole polygamy thing. I just want to say that I agree totally with the whole deal that it shouldn't be coerced, but to bring a little levity to it, it's like, what if the shoe is on the other foot? I don't see a bunch of women out there fighting to have a bunch of husbands.
Why do you think that is?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Because one man is enough to take care of. One man is enough to keep me busy all day long. Why would I want any more? So these guys that have all these women, they must be pretty dang needy. That's all I'm saying.
So one of the things I have heard of these, I've seen one of these documentaries, and I heard that the gals say some of the benefits of having the man are is that they don't actually have to deal with a man as often.
Because he moves around,
he has two or three wives. So in fact, if a man is trouble in a woman's life, having multiple women with which to share the man is a benefit in that area.
Well, have they ever heard of the word no? Or maybe I'm busy? Or it's like, come on. I love my man to death, but to have another one? Are you kidding me? There's just no way. And I guess if I could have another woman in the house to maybe do some laundry and mop some floors and sweep the kitchen, that'd be fine. But as far as the rest of everything goes.
What about a man that would do all those things?
Well, that'd be fine, too.
Mine does
okay, but I don't need two. I mean, two make twice the math.
This really just comes down to show the uselessness of the male gender as time has gone by. In the last two decades, really things have turned the corner for males. At this point, they are furniture moving, bug squashing, the occasional sexual interlude. They make a little more money, reaching tall things. That's about it.
The wisdom of the woman.
Did you include opening jars?
Jar opening.
Oh,
but they've got those little rubber things. Yeah, see, she's got jars down.
Mm.
And she could probably handle a bug. She sounds like a woman of a certain age. She's going to handle a bug.
Well, but they're much smaller than I am. I've never had a problem with that.
See?
Yeah,
Tammy, good call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for making it. Let's go to Ted, also listening in Bozeman to KNNS. Hey, Ted.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about polygamy, but, I'm Mormon, and so I heard you guys talking about this. And now you're talking FLDS, so I don't know any Mormons that are polygamous. But honestly, I don't have a problem with polygamy. I think it's a choice. Just like, I don't know your names, but it's like the first time I heard the show. But I think it's a choice. I know we have all these men that are running around, cheating on their wives, have, 20 girlfriends or whatever. And what's wrong with a man committing to more than one woman? As long as he does it legally, I'm not for marrying children and stuff like that. But I think, that if it's consenting adults, I don't think it should be illegal. Why would you penalize someone for legally marrying another woman versus, having a woman or two or three or eight on the side? That a lot of people do, I don't agree with that.
Well, I think we're probably culturally at a point where just polygamous marriages, actual legal marriages, are nowhere on the horizon. I don't remember, say, in the 80s having conversations about gay people getting married, but I started hearing them in the 90s. And and obviously that raised to a crescendo to the point that now in many states across the United States, including New Hampshire, where I live, gay people can get married. So the thing is, I guess the problem I have is all the entitlements that go with marriages, all the things that that people can demand of others. For instance, in the gay marriage situation, I think two people should be able to get together, I think adults should decide whether or not they can contract to live together, and that's fine by me. But let me point out one of the problems here is that one of the instances was a cake maker recently didn't want to make a cake for a gay marriage, and he was taken to court by these gay guys and forced to make cakes for them for people he doesn't want to make cakes for. And I think that in a free world that two gay people can get married and a cake maker that doesn't wish to make a cake for them doesn't have to make a cake for them.
This is why government shouldn't be involved in marriage. Or,
absolutely.
They should uphold contracts. And the thing is that the federal government is taking possession of all these, what you want to call a right. And it should be down to the community level, cities, counties, and then states. If a city wants to allow whatever it is, and if that community can embrace it and allows it, then that's fine, to a certain, obviously, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess. But
I think everything should be allowed unless it's not consensual. I don't think that it's anybody else's business.
If you're damaging your neighbor or, you know.
That's what I said. Everything should be allowed as long as it's consensual. If there's a victim, then obviously there's not consent on their part. Ted, good call tonight. Thanks for making it. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brian, listening in Huntsville, WBHP. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Wolf, you brought up an interesting concept, which is on the polygamy portion, is if you've got seven wives, or 20 wives, what if you got 72 kids and you're collecting earned income credit on all of them from the tax system?
Now, the earned income tax credit is essentially Republican welfare. It was included into the tax system, and what it allows is you, in fact, collect more money than you have paid in to the withholding tax, and it's kind of a welfare for people that are willing to fill out tax forms and have children.
Yeah, and then you can use your refund to do that, so you can have somebody do that for you. Therefore, you come out ahead by having that many kids, and then you can also go on different areas of the public bill, so to say. And, yes, you are correct. It was Republicans who started it, but we're just not stopping it for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, it's not just that one that I would stop. As far as I'm concerned, people should help people voluntarily, and they shouldn't be forced to, you know, give their money away in some way.
I want to give $5 to a person that needs it. I don't want somebody to take it from me and give it to them for me.
Yep.
Absolutely.
By the way, they're not going to take your $5 and give it to somebody who needs it. They're going to take your $5, take four of it, and then give the buck to somebody who needs it.
Good call, sir. Anything else you want to share?
Point. Thank you. No.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate your call tonight. Let's go to Crichton, listening in Louisville, listening on Roku. Crichton, how are you listening on Roku? This is like a TV.
What is Roku?
It's like a TV thing, right?
I knew that would come up. Yeah, I have a Roku 3, and it's amazing the number of internet channels that I can get on. And you're actually listed as one of them.
Is LRN.FM listed or Free Talk Live?
Both, actually, separately.
Excellent. I wonder how that's being set up. Well, I'm glad to know that we're there without me really doing anything to get us there. So what were you calling about tonight, Crichton?
Well, I want to come out and talk about something different than this topic.
All right, fair enough. What is it?
I want to talk about, today I learned that a wealthy developer from Las Vegas, a developer who built, I believe it was the Planet Hollywood Casino, he is selling his rather large mansion because his children are all grown. And he, by the suggestion of
it... Stand by. We'll have to find out what you're going to say here in moments.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.